With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. Feral swine threatening to cross the northern border from Saskatchewan and Alberta could cause millions of dollars of crop damage and decimate ecosystems in Montana. State and U.S. agencies say they're ready if that happens, but farmers and ranchers want the U.S. government to pressure Canadian officials to step up their management of the wild pigs before they move south. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
50 or so ranchers and farmers gathered a stone's throw from the U.S.-Canadian border last week in Sweetgrass for the first wild pig symposium on the border. Concern is growing that feral pigs from Alberta and Saskatchewan could make their way across the border, bringing with them diseases that could affect livestock and cause millions of dollars in crop damage. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, feral pigs already account for more than $2.5 billion worth of crop and livestock damage across the U.S.
And I thought, you know, we live here on the border. We'll be the first ones to suffer if they come down from Canada. And so
Maggie Nutter is part of the Marias River Livestock Association and organized last week's meeting in Sweetgrass to educate local farmers and ranchers about the issue north of the border. There are confirmed feral pig sightings in Alberta and Saskatchewan within 20 miles of the border, and there have been some false alarms in Montana.
So it became obvious that
Saskatchewan rancher Bob Brickley was one of the speakers at the meeting, held a mile's drive from the Border Customs Office. He's seen the damage feral hogs can bring and knows firsthand just how hard they can be to eradicate. He's part of the Saskatchewan Moose Mountain Wild Boar Eradication Team, made up of ranchers and farmers.
I often joke that I have a master's in wild boar eradication, but the only place that's recognized in the Moose Mountain Park by the pigs we've killed.
Moose Mountain Provincial Park is in eastern Saskatchewan, and the pigs showed up there in the early 90s when the Canadian government was making a nationwide push to diversify the agricultural economy. Ranchers began raising exotic animals like emus and feral pigs from Europe and Asia. But markets for wild pig meat never materialized, and many farmers let their animals go. Feral hogs reproduce quickly, and in just a few years, a dozen loose hogs can turn into hundreds. Brickley and his team began hunting the animals with bolt-action rifles, which proved to be incredibly unsuccessful.
We couldn't find them. We could see their tracks, and their tracks were hardly visible. When they crossed, they always travel single file, and it just looks like one coyote had crossed.
Brickley eventually partnered with researchers at the University of Saskatchewan to eradicate pigs in Moose Mountain Park. His team and researchers now use planes and helicopters equipped with infrared gear to track down groups of feral swine. And they've used GPS collars to track individual pigs, which researchers call the Judas pig, back to their groups. This allows Brickley's team to kill entire groups at a time. Killing just a few will scatter survivors, expanding their territory. Associate Professor Ryan Brooks says feral pigs were eradicated in the park using this technique.
Certainly very, very time-consuming, and as someone asked, very, very expensive as well. So we've done it on small scales to try it. We've tried to bring in the government to try and be involved in this, and that's sort of
Brooks says individual farmers and universities have taken on this work because there's little interest from the Canadian government in developing a national management plan. So far, he says Alberta is the only province to manage the animals. Alberta officials are in the midst of a three-year pilot program with hopes to solidify its management practices early next year. MTPR could not reach management officials in Saskatchewan in time for this story, but Canadian researchers like Brooks say there's nothing being done to manage wild boar outside of farmland in the province. Montana State Assistant Veterinarian Tani Szymanski says the threat of feral hogs crossing the border is a serious issue. She says the state legislature passed several laws in 2015 preventing residents from hunting feral pigs, possessing, or transporting them. It also gave the Montana Department of Livestock authority to manage feral swine.
That bill was really a coordinated effort between our office and Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. And it was very strategic.
Private landowners and leaseholders can shoot feral swine on their property, but only Department of Livestock and other authorized officials are allowed to kill feral swine throughout the state. Szymanski says the legislature took this approach because it learned from the mistakes of other states that opened up hunting as part of their eradication plans. Once an economy surrounding wild hog hunting is established, like the hogs themselves, that financial incentive is hard to eradicate, and hunters have been known to illegally spread populations. Montana's policies give sheep rancher and Montana Wool Growers Association member Dave McEwen a little bit of comfort on this side of the border. But he and other local ranchers want some kind of organized push on the Canadian government to manage feral swine.
I know from their other predator issues, we'll be moving a lot of tablets before that'll ever happen.
Last week's meeting may be the spark to get the larger pressure campaign going. The Marias River Livestock Association hopes to hold another meeting in the future. The threat of feral hogs moving into Montana is also expected to be discussed during a meeting put on by the Montana Invasive Species Council in Billings later this fall. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.